This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Working Title. I'm your host Margot, and we are just going to jump right into it today. Not that we typically don't, because I actually have no formal intro yet. I do want to acknowledge the fact that my window is open, and I was considering closing it for this episode, but I can't lie guys, it really feels like it's the first day of spring, and I live in a co-op, and I think there's a lot of elderly folks in my building, so they blast the heat. And I was just talking to somebody else who lives in a co-op, and they said the same thing. So maybe it's just like an older building thing. There's no adjustment. Obviously, I do not have central AC. But because of that, during the winter, I have no option but to either have an open window or air conditioning on. And it is so beautiful. I just got back from a walk in the West Village. It felt like it was really, truly the first walk of the season that felt really good to me. Like I got in that meditative headspace that you guys know I love. My phone was away. I was just people watching and observing. And I'm going to circle back to this because I have many thoughts and I'm feeling very inspired after my walk. It is just about 5:30. So I'm recording at the end of the day. And I've had a very interesting structured day today, which I also want to get into. Okay, before we get too far into the podcast, I want to do housekeeping at the beginning because I always forget to do this. So I do want to thank everyone who has left reviews, specifically on Apple Podcasts, because I get to read what you guys say. So I want to give special shout outs to the people who have written reviews recently. Okay, we have Alexis Vela 10397. Thank you, Alexis. We have Cole. I have a feeling this is the Cole that I talked to in an interview. So if it is, hello again. You're the sweetest. And if it's a new Cole, hello. And then we have, oh God, this is going to be difficult. Fisher Jiffensy. Thank you so much. You can also leave a rating on Spotify. I believe you have to listen to a couple full episodes before you can rate. So if you don't see that feature, just tune in next week. I am always active on Instagram. So if you want to stay up to date with what I'm doing rather than waiting for a podcast update, or if you want to know when the podcasts drop, definitely follow me at margot.lee. And then we're also doing a lot of exciting things on No Particular Order, which I'm sorry, but I am going to be that bitch right now and just say we have a massive partnership coming up in April. It's already mid-March, so I don't feel bad saying this. You don't have to wait too long. I'm going to start dropping some breadcrumbs on the No Particular Order Instagram. I don't think anyone is going to guess what it is, but I will just say that this is the type of partnership I thought I was going to be doing in like a couple years from now. So it feels surreal that I have been able to work on this. It's something that I was working on the entire week that I was in Turks and Caicos. That's like really when we finalized a lot of stuff. So it's very fresh on the mind. And I believe it's launching April 7th. So just keep your eyes out for that. But if you want to start guessing what it's going to be, so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Then follow us. Oh my God. Okay, housekeeping over. See, that wasn't too painful. And I have an update for you on a past conversation we have had. So first of all, I got a DM asking about the psychic session or the tarot reading. I have not had this session yet. It is later this month. I literally had to book 3 months out. So I have not had the session, but I absolutely will give everyone a very detailed update. We might even do a whole podcast episode if I'm feeling generous about that experience, but it has not happened yet. But something that has happened, and maybe this is really truly toxic that I'm thinking of these in the same category, but remember in the first episode of the year when I told you that it's a really big goal for me to start therapy this year? Well, I did it. I went to a therapy session and then I quit. Okay. I promise I can explain myself. Well, first, I want to share how I found my therapist because, I mean, obviously this isn't the best advice considering the short and terrible track record I have so far, but I thought it was going to be a lot more intimidating than it was. So if you have not started therapy and you feel like the barrier to entry is really high, my biggest takeaway from this experience is that it's actually pretty easy to get started. Definitely nerve-wracking, but technically, logistically very easy. So I decided from the get-go that I wanted to do in-person therapy. So I literally just pulled up a map on Google and searched therapy and searched kind of in my area. There was a bunch that popped up. Of course, this is not perfect. And I think there's also a way to do this on like ZocDoc and Psychology Today where you can search in your area. I decided to just start with Google Maps because I just wanted like a specific... Oh my goodness. People are so aggressive driving and I don't know how they don't have a heart attack doing that in New York City because I refuse to drive here. Anyways, so I pulled up a map. I ended up finding this therapist who looked like she would be a good fit. We had a consultation call and it felt like it was a good fit. And then I went into her office. And I am not going to lie, guys, I was so nervous leading up to this session and like the entire week. Once we had booked the session, I started experiencing this feeling, which I've actually been feeling this week for a completely different reason. But when I'm in kind of like this baseline anxious state, I'm very obsessed with my breathing and it's hard for me to get a deep breath. And it doesn't happen often, but I can typically pinpoint the reason why it's happening. And when I booked my therapy session to the time that I walked in the door, I was having that like anxious feeling. Immediately from the get-go, when I went into the office, it didn't feel like a very comforting place. I imagine something very like comforting and lived in and like a little bit messy and imperfect. And I went into this office and it was very sterile and kind of like undecorated. There were a couple like very millennially. My God, I hope she's not listening to this. Decorations on the wall, which is fine. Like I was willing to look past that, but that was kind of my first impression. And then throughout the session, she was basically just trying to get a better understanding of my story and probably how I talked about things and the attention that I gave certain stories. I'm not sure. I'm not a therapist. I obviously don't know like how to navigate a first session, which I think is also why I was so nervous going into this. And in hindsight, I wish I asked her more questions about how she works with patients and kind of like what the flow of conversation typically looks like. But it was very interesting because she would ask me a question and then I would answer the question. And then when I felt like I was done answering the question, I would stop talking. And it was an extremely unique experience because I find that when I'm talking to people, especially people that I'm meeting for the first time, I always want to make sure that the conversation is flowing and that I end my part of the conversation with a question if it kind of feels like it's that like first meeting, just to avoid awkward silences and making people feel like they, you know, get to talk about themselves. But I entered this and I would just answer the question and stop talking. And it was probably one of the only times where I just let there be silence after I talked. And I knew it wasn't my responsibility to fill that silence, which was very unique. And I actually really enjoyed that. It felt very powerful to be able to do that. There were a handful of times throughout the session where, at least to me, it seemed like she was struggling with figuring out something meaningful to ask me or kind of like the next question to bring up. And the more that this happened, the more that I felt like I had to like create issues almost, like almost give her like breadcrumb these like issues in my life so that she could more easily find questions to ask me. I walked out feeling kind of icky because I felt like I was telling these stories and creating these narratives about myself that just like weren't true just to placate her, because I feel like there were longer silences than there should have been. I think the last biggest thing that I will say is obviously a big part of my life and a big part of like my self-esteem and my personality and my like life experience, because I've been doing this for over 13 years, is my career on social media and my other careers pertaining to social media. Like everything is around these digital relationships and analytics and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of picked up pretty quickly that she is very unfamiliar with this world, which honestly, good for her. But after this session, it became clear that the person that I work with needs to really understand the landscape in order to be helpful to me. I ended up leaving. I felt very confused after I left. And I also knew that this was like an introductory thing. I've heard that you should give it about 3 sessions. That Friday night, so that was a Wednesday that I had the session. And then that Friday night, I had cocktails with like 8 of my best friends for my friend Hayone's birthday. It was such a beautiful night. And at one point during the night, I brought this up. And I'm really glad I did bring it up, because a lot of them, I would say like 80% of them, are in therapy and they're all proponents for it. And I was happy to bring it up, and people say like, that's totally normal to have that experience, but definitely keep looking, like keep pushing, because knowing me, I could have just had this experience and been like, okay, that's it. I don't think it's right for me. Long story short, I tried, okay? And it didn't work out. I'm going to keep you guys updated on the search. I'll let you know if the psychic says anything about therapy, okay? Maybe I should ask him if that's a route that I should go down, if it's in the tarot. Or are those like the most conflicting worlds ever? I'm not sure. What else has happened? I went to Turks and Caicos last week with Xantori and his mother and brother and godparents. And it was so much fun. We stayed at this amazing Airbnb. So we all had our own spaces, and there was this really great common area and deck. And it was really fun. That's the third time I have been to Turks and Caicos, and it really is such a beautiful island. The nature is absolutely gorgeous. There's a really cute little like downtown area that's closer to the hotels. Every time I've gone to Turks, I've stayed at an Airbnb, and we've had a rental car, and Xantori can drive it. It's a very interesting island because they kind of borrow different aspects from a lot of different cultures. So all of the banks and police officers are Canadian. All of the dollars and the cars and the outlets, like the electric outlets, are American. And then you drive on the English side of the road and it's all English street signs. But Xantori and his family drives when we're there. So that's taken care of. But there was just a ton of giggles all week. There was lots of Uno. We did some grill outs where they made these amazing steaks. His godparents are Texan, so they are really, really, really good at cooking and just making the most decadent food ever. So we ate very well. We drank a lot. So I am staying away from alcohol this week because, oh my goodness, it was a bit overindulgent, but in the best way. And at the end of the week, it was a very sad, teary goodbye with Xantori. And both of us, I think, are just getting really frustrated with having to say goodbye. And I think it's a beautiful problem to have, but it's frustrating because there's not like a very clear solution, or I mean there is, but I love New York and he loves where he's living, and I don't know, we talked all about this in our long distance episode, so if you want to talk about why I haven't moved over to England or vice versa, we talked a lot about it there. But it was a very sad goodbye, and it always takes me a little bit to get back into the swing of things. And I'm very grateful that the weather in New York this week has been nice, because I think it would be a lot harder to get into a happy headspace if it was rainy. And I know it was really rainy last week, so I'm enjoying the sunshine and letting that kind of bring some life back to me. But yeah, it was difficult. And I know a lot of you guys are in long distance relationships, and I'm just sending you all my love and hugs because it's so hard. Oh, related, but unrelated, but kind of related. I just watched One Day on Netflix.
Oh my God.
End of episode 13, but mostly episode 14, which is the last episode. Literally, no one talked to me ever again. I was bawling my eyes out, especially like literally the last minute. I'm not going to give anything away, but I was coasting through the series. Like, I liked it. It's not the best show I've ever seen. Like, I definitely preferred Normal People, and I think those two are pretty comparable shows, but the ending of this really killed me. So if you're looking for a good kind of like romantic, sweet TV show to watch, definitely watch One Day on Netflix, which I also just had to get my own Netflix account because I kept getting kicked off. I tried to do like the vacation thing one too many times, and then I realized that I think it was messing up my parents' account and their viewing experience, which I felt very bad about because they're the ones actually paying for it. So I bit the bullet and I started my own account, which is honestly tragic. What else is new? I had a closet sale that went amazing, and I got to meet so many of you, and you guys are so cool, and you told me about a ton of podcasts to listen to and made some friends, and that was really great. And I think that's it for a catch up. Let's get into the meat of this episode, which is all based around this very weird time of year, especially if you live in an area where there are four seasons. I grew up in Connecticut and now live in New York and went to school in upstate New York. So I have been in like the Northeast and New England for my whole life. And because of that, I'm very familiar with seasons, and I am very affected by seasons. They really act as like markers of time for me. I mean, obviously, I'm sure they do for everyone, but I have like very, very strong specific emotions and memories tied to each season. And we are in this time of year, which is just very bizarre and in-betweeny and nothingness kind of. Like, it's neither winter nor spring yet. Because of this season, I have felt very stuck. And I want to describe the feeling to you, and I'm curious if anyone out there feels the same way. I have kind of felt like there is this like film over my life. There are a lot of parts in my day today that feel very stale. So for example, I wake up in the morning, and instead of feeling like comfortable and cozy in bed the way that I do in like the depths of winter when you just want to climb under your duvet, I wake up and I feel very like restless and kind of uncomfortable in my own bed. And instead of just embracing that and getting up, like I'll go on my phone, and on my phone, there's really nothing that's serving me. And even like throughout the day, when I'm going on social media, I'm feeling very uninspired by everything, and everything kind of feels very like samey and trendy, and everyone's just trying to go viral, and like there's nothing really inspiring that I feel like I've been seeing. But which doesn't mean that I'm not going on my phone. Like, I am still clicking on Instagram and opening TikTok, but it just feels very stale. And then I'll go to my co-working spaces and these cafes, and I feel like I have just exhausted these spaces. Like, I'm so bored of looking at the same menu and getting the same drinks and sitting in the same place for 5 hours, which like, obviously that's what work is. It's just very kind of like routine. And sometimes I love that routine, but recently it just has been feeling so boring and frustrating to me. And even though like the details of what I'm doing are very exciting, everything I'm working on is for the future. Like, nothing is coming to life immediately. It feels very much like I'm stuck in this hibernation phase when I want to be in this like springy phase where I'm seeing all of my hard work pay off and I get to share what I've been working on, but everything is very just kind of like underground still. So I've been thinking about this feeling for a while because I felt this way since probably the beginning of February. And I actually even recorded a podcast episode on it and kind of like presented the solution. And after just sitting on the episode for a week, I decided it felt very wrong. And I just kind of like jumped to a conclusion just to be able to record a podcast. And today when I went on my walk and I got to lie down and look up at the trees, I had this kind of like aha moment of why I've been feeling this way. And maybe if you can relate, maybe this kind of like quasi solution will help you. I think in winter, and specifically January, February, we are so heads down and looking inwards. So I saw a lot of TikToks over winter about how, like, rather than pushing ourselves to go out and be social and stay out late and try new things, it was really about like we were allowing ourselves and embracing kind of this like hibernation period of being comfortable and finding these creature comforts and spending more time with ourselves and working on our goals and putting our heads down. And I loved that messaging, and I still do. I think that that's really relevant for winter. I think it's very timely for January when we are coming up with goals for ourselves and setting these resolutions and like really trying to make them happen. But I think the result of that can be us spending so much time looking inwards and finding our faults and trying to get better and being a bit more antisocial in order to reach these goals, that come early mid-March, we are kind of very exhausted by that, and we're ready to start to take these things that we've been working on and share them with the world. I noticed today when I was sitting on the West Side Highway in the middle of my walk, and I was just watching people walk by, it hit me that I hadn't really like observed other people in a very long time. And if you know me and if you're close with me, you know how much I am obsessed with watching other people. And like Xantori knows, if we are on a date together and we're close to the table next to us, I will likely just tune out of our conversation multiple times. Like, I have literally had to move tables when San and I were getting cocktails because we were just too close to this other couple and I could not help myself but listen in. But anyways, that's kind of unrelated tangent. But I really haven't like people watched in a long time and just let that sort of meditation happen because I've been so focused on myself. I've been spending a lot of time indoors and I haven't felt like nature. Like, I really haven't been in nature, and just being able to sit down and like feel the wind go through my hair and hear the birds and see these little adorable kids chasing the pigeons and people walking by and like watching people meet each other. I just had this moment of like, oh my God, I haven't really been a part of the world in the past like 4 months because I've been in this hibernation, heads down, work hard mode. I haven't really been meeting a ton of new people. I certainly haven't been trying new things. I've just been focused on what I know that I'm good at. I'm feeling really eager to get back into hobbies and sports. I want to play tennis more. I recently bought air dry clay and I want to just do that at the end of the day. And I really want to find more ways to do it outside and find these more like accessible third space areas that I really like to go to, which can be hard in New York, especially with pretty small public parks that tend to be pretty chaotic, but we will find space. I'll tell you something that I did today that felt very good and kind of just felt like it was like shaking up my schedule. And I will preface this by saying I'm very lucky in that I get to shape my day. And I know that a lot of people have specific responsibilities with having to be at work at a certain time or show up for other people on specific days. But today, apart from a couple meetings, I had a totally open schedule and I had to get things done on my list. But I woke up and I thought, I wonder if I can flip my day around. And I actually shared a prompt about this on No Particular Order. There's kind of like a notes app looking page which is inspired by my day today, and I really enjoyed it, which is why I wanted to share this. I typically save all of my personal to-dos for the end of the day, and because of that, I never really get around to them. So this includes writing thank you notes and getting gifts for people and running errands. Like today, I ran out of garbage bags and almond butter, so I had to go and pick that up. Typically, I would do that at the end of the day, but because this morning I had an extra hour before my meetings, I decided to just get it done there. And I loved it. And because I did it in the morning, when I was supposed to do it at the end of the day, but I had already checked it off and I had checked off all of my work for the day, I ended up having an extra hour, and that's why I was able to go for my walk. So even just like, it's not that I took anything off of my to-do list, I just took a day to kind of shake up the routine and flip the order that I typically do things. I also listened to a podcast which was recommended to me by somebody at the closet sale, so thank you so much for recommending this to me. It's Grace Beverly's podcast, and she interviews a ton of CEOs and business people. And this was my first introduction to Grace Beverly, and she's so cute. She's English. Maybe I'll get to meet her one day. But she interviewed the founder of a fashion resale company, and he mentioned this video by this guy named Brian Tracy. And it's called The Law of Accumulation. And I'm going to link the full video, but he talks about the system of creating a balance system to track an accumulation of net positives that you did every day and that you're doing over time versus net negatives, and just making sure that there are more positives than negatives. And I can definitely see how this would be obsessive. So if you tend to have an obsessive personality, maybe this is not the best method for you, but it's definitely held me accountable today, and it's what inspired me to try to just change up the day and get the most positives out of the day, when typically that time in the morning maybe I would be scrolling on social media more or doing things that would fall more into the negative category. Okay, I'm gonna play this clip. It is at the end of this 4-minute video, so I'm gonna link it so you can watch the whole thing, but I love this balance system concept.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now here's the key to the law of accumulation. This law says that everything counts. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral.
I think the point of him saying nothing is neutral is very interesting, because I think I convince myself a lot of the time that I'm just doing me. This is kind of like Margot filler thing to do. But if I get very honest with myself, I think a lot of the breaks that I'm taking in between working or meetings or different projects or the time that I'm spending after work. Okay, this is actually a really great example and relates to the winter moving into spring idea. In the winter, because I wasn't going on walks as much and I wasn't socializing as much, or I was just kind of like being easier on myself with that. At the end of the working day, I would come home and just scroll on TikTok, scroll on social media, start a Netflix show. And to me, in my head, like that was a very neutral activity. I'd finished my work for the day. I checked everything off that I needed to do. So I was going to come home and relax. I think there are times that that relaxing period is definitely a positive. And this is where it's like, this is kind of on the brink of hustle culture, but if we're being real with ourselves, we know when we need a break and when it's restful and time to just like do whatever we want. But we also know when we are being careless with that. And for me, scrolling on social media is not restorative. Like I know when I'm scrolling on TikTok, I'm not relaxing. If anything, it's just making me more anxious. So if I'm thinking about this law of accumulation, I know that a lot of the time that I'm spending on this, when typically I would call it neutral, it's actually probably negative. So I think going into this next season of being more sociable and putting ourselves out there more and doing things that feel good and interacting with the world more, it's finding those like positive things, which I touched on earlier. Maybe it's playing tennis or just walking outside with a friend or picking up a new like crafty hobby. I walked by this woman who was sitting on her stoop today and she was sketching, which just is so nice. I like forgot that that's something that anyone can do. I think I'm getting to the point of this episode where I'm starting to ramble. So I am going to leave you with that. If you're listening on Spotify, I'm going to have a poll box also so you can interact and share your experience at this time of year with me. And that's all she wrote. I did my housekeeping, so I really have nothing else to say other than the fact that I love you all very much. I can't wait to talk to you all in the next episode of Working Title.